Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. Deadly family violence in Philadelphia's Tacony section last night. Police say a woman fatally shot her two children and her husband, then turned the gun on herself. Police say the mother killed her six-year-old daughter, critically wounded her six-month-old daughter. The mother is reported in critical condition. Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter.
Clearly tragic that, you know, there were children involved in this. It's never easy seeing a child with a gunshot wound. The officers who responded blocked every intersection on the way to the hospital, doing everything they could in an effort to help save their lives.
An investigation's underway. Officials in Chester County, meanwhile, calling its first homicide this year a sad reminder of the dangers of domestic violence. Chester County First Assistant District Attorney Mike Noon says they're not releasing the name of the woman found dead in her home in London Britton Township last week. He says when state police got to the home,
it was obvious there were signs of a struggle on the first floor. And then when they went to the basement, they found the two individuals who were deceased. The female resident of the home had been killed by her boyfriend, who then killed himself.
Noon says there is no record of any calls to police from the couple, nor is there any record of any protection from abuse orders. One of the survivors of the Parkland, Florida high school massacre was on our area last night, talking to college students about gun control and getting more involved in politics. David Hogg explained why he went to Arcadia University.
So I'm here at Arcadia to talk to the young people about the importance of being politically involved, especially in a state like Pennsylvania, being so competitive, and also to spread awareness and education about the new March for Our Lives peace plan, which is a comprehensive plan to reduce gun violence in the United States by about 50% or about 200,000 deaths over the course of 10 years.
He's been publicly pushing for gun control reform since the Parkland massacre. He says progress has been made, but there's a long way to go.
So we've done a lot at the state level, enacting things like background checks and extremist protection orders that disarm people that are at risk themselves or others. But we got a lot further to go. Universal background checks are not going to be enough until there is not a single mom or father in the United States that doesn't have to know the pain of what it's like to lose a child to gun violence.
Hogg signed copies of Glimmer of Hope, the book he and other students wrote. Central High students spent the day at the University of the Sciences yesterday learning about higher education and career paths for science majors. Professor Laura Waite says Central teachers reached out to the university for help showing students in higher level science courses what they might be able to do in the future with the knowledge they're acquiring.
They're rotating through different stations to learn about chemistry and physics and microbiology. There's a lot of different programs that the students will be exposed to.
Waite says they also want to send the students off with a skill they can use to contribute to their community.
They're all receiving exposure to naloxone, so hopefully they can go back into their communities and be part of that effort.
Students don't expect to have to use it anytime soon, but appreciated the lesson.
The opioid crisis is becoming a much bigger deal today, so it's just important to know.
Naloxone is an overdose-reversing drug. Well, 200 golfers, including alumni from the Phillies pennant-winning 1993 team, teed off yesterday to support the foundation of their late beloved teammate, Darren Dalton. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports the golf outing at Huntington Valley Country Club benefits the Darren Dalton Foundation.
His 1993 teammates say Darren Dalton had such a love for people that they're eager to swing a club to support his cause. Reliever Larry Anderson, for one.
To do things for him in his name and his honor, that's easy to do.
Shortly after he was diagnosed in 2013, Dalton formed a foundation to help the families of others with brain tumors who are struggling financially. 93 first baseman Ricky Jordan.
Dutch knew that, you know, he knew things were bad for him, but he wanted to give back to see other people, to help other people.
Foundation president Brett Datto says the golf outing aims to raise $100,000. Dutch Dalton died 2 years ago. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radigo.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.